News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian military police arrived in the strategic Syrian city of Kobani on Wednesday. This a day after it struck an accord with Turkey calling for the complete pullout of Kurdish fighters. Meanwhile, as U.S. troops leave Syria, Iraq says they cannot stay on its soil. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Earlier this week, Pentagon Chief Mark Esper said the departing forces would go to Iraq and stay there to fight Islamic State militants. Baghdad says they cannot. Esper's Iraqi counterpart tells the AP the troops are only transiting his country and will leave within 4 weeks. It's another reversal after President Trump ordered U.S. troops out of Syria, effectively ceding parts of the country to Russia and Turkey, which have struck their own deal to fill the void in northeastern Syria. Moscow's telling Kurdish fighters to leave the region or be steamrolled by Turkish forces, pointedly telling the Kurds that Washington ditched them. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Police in southeastern Britain say 39 people were found dead inside a truck container believed to have come from Bulgaria. AP's Zaria Shackley has more from London.
The truck, which is said to have entered Britain via the Welsh port of Holyhead, was found by ambulance workers at Waterglade Industrial Park in Grays, a town just by the River Thames, around 25 miles east of central London. The Deputy Chief Constable for Essex Police said police were in the process of identifying the victims. A 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland has been arrested on suspicion of murder. He remains in custody and he hasn't been charged or identified. Zaria Shackley, London.
A spokesman for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Johnson told European Council President Donald Tusk on Wednesday he did not want another Brexit delay, confident he can still get a deal through Parliament by October 31st. This is VOA News. The impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump continues today with testimony from a high-ranking Pentagon official. On Tuesday, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine gave a detailed account of Mr. Trump's demands on the country. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, kept a day-by-day account of President Trump's alleged back-channel effort to force Ukraine's president to investigate the Democrats and potential 2020 opponent Joe Biden. Taylor's lengthy opening statement obtained by the AP lays out the involvement of Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and current ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
A detailed account of what he saw in his service in Ukraine as it related to this shakedown scheme.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the impeachment inquiry a smear campaign by, quote, far-left lawmakers and radical unelected bureaucrats. She adds there was no quid pro quo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Mechanical and design issues contributed to the crash of a Lion Air 737 MAX jet last October. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
It's been a year-long wait for answers for next of kin of the victims killed in the Lion Air jet crash. Families gathered to hear explanations by Indonesian investigators ahead of the release of a final report. 189 people died on the Lion Air 737 MAX jet shortly after it took off from Jakarta. The 737 MAX was grounded worldwide after a second deadly crash in Ethiopia 5 months later in March. Investigators told victims' families in the closed-door briefing that mechanical and design issues contributed to the Indonesian crash.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Hong Kong's legislature on Wednesday formally killed the extradition bill that sparked 4 months of anti-government protests on the same day that the murder suspect at the center of this issue was released from jail in Hong Kong. He says he plans to turn himself in to Taiwanese authorities. The hunt for bin Laden, the mastermind behind 9/11, is recreated with newly declassified artifacts at the September 11th Museum. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The interactive installation recreates the 10-year manhunt for Osama bin Laden. It includes more than 60 artifacts along with an immersive digital experience. Organizers say it puts the viewer inside the action, from the classified Pentagon meetings to the SEAL Team 6 raid on bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. Former President Obama, who ordered the raid, says it sends a signal to the world that America does not forget. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. stocks opened mixed on Wednesday as Boeing rose after reaffirming the timeline for its grounded 737 MAX's return. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News. VOA.